shiur, and I realized I read Tosfos wrong.
So I have to go back and correct something. So let's take a look again at Tosfos. It's actually an important point because it'll answer some of the tzarchians that I left off with. I'll tell you what Zach said as well, but first let me look at Man Chachamim with you. I'll repeat how I read the Tosfos, and one of the tzarchiyuns I had, two tzarchiyuns I had, and I'll show that with the correct reading of Tosfos, so that there's no tzarchiyun. Once you say what Zach said, and then you read Tosfos properly, so then all of my questions of Tosfos are going to fall away. We had learned in the Gemara that the Chachamim are of the opinion that Ksav Shayochel is Dayif is acceptable because they follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer who say Eide Chasima Karsi. So if they hold Eide Chasima Karsi, so then in such an instance the halach is going to be that if the get is given with Eide Mesira, there's no need for the shtar to be written properly. The reason why there's no need for the shtar to be written properly is because the Eide Mesira are there. So far, so good, right? Okay. So we saw Tosa said, Pirish Bekuntra is the Amar Eide Mesira Iker, Vabali Nasa Tzrichalavi Eide Mesira. And then Tosa said the following. Now I'm going to read Tosa's the way I read Tosa's on Thursday, okay? I'm going to read Tosfos the way I read Tosfos on Thursday, with using the Aron Kodesh as I used it on Thursday, and then I'm going to tell you what I said, why what I said was incorrect. V'dafka continues Tosfos, Hacha, in this case, Al-Dobar Shiyachal is Dayef, Omer Rashi the Tzricha de Mesira. Only in a case of where it's written on something that's forgeable, does Rashi say that you need Eide Mesira for the get to work? Bishah Shebasli Naset Avol Begitin Aksum Biksav Sheni Yachal Is Dayev. But we're talking about a get that was written on Iksav Sheni Yachal Is Dayev. Yicholli Naset Eide Chasima. Then in such a case, and with Eide Chasima, it's also going to be acceptable. Guys, if you want to crowd in over here, if the guys want to stand, you can crowd in over here, okay? Va'afilu Rebbe Lazar, next to me there are a couple spots also. Va'afilu Rebbe Lazar kisnan beperek basra umaisilei reish mechilten she'ein o'edim chosan al-get on p'nei tikkun ha'olam. So we explain that Tosfos is saying like this. Tosfos is saying that if you want to have Eide Mesira, then the halach is that you could do it even on a ksav she'ed Yachol is Dayif. But if you want to use Eide Chasima, so then the halach is that you have to use Aksav She'ena Yachol is Dayif. And we explained that what emerges then is that Tosfos understood in Rashi that there are actually two tracks. That if you want, you could use Eide Mesira, and if you want, you could use Eide Chasima. And we connected that to the position of the Rif. That we saw that the Rif says that even Rabbi Eliezer, who says Eide Mesira Karsi, would also hold Eide Chasima Karsi. That's how we said on Thursday. So I'm glad that most of the people are not writing down, because that's wrong. That's not correct. What I said wasn't correct. I want to tell you two tzarchiyuns that I had also. I was bothered at the end of the day if Tosfos is proving from Daf Kei Vav Amid Aleph that the halacha is that Eide Chasima could also be Karsi, so then how do you get that from the Mishnah that says Elam Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam? Where do you see Eide Chasima Karsi over there? That was one Tzarechiyun I had. That Tzarechiyun I did very, very briefly. And then I made a big deal. I even asked my son to look into it. I was bothered at the end of the day, where in the world did Tosfos see what he said, Bidas Rashi? Because we asked that Rashi says, Velosagi lemisve below Eide Mesira, that Rashi says you could only use Eide Mesira. So how in the world could Tosfos say that the halacha is that you can use Eide Chasima? Rashi said, Velosagi lemisve Eide Mesira, that the only thing that you could use is Eide Mesira. So the answer is, yes, go ahead. Moshe.
The Mishnah was sent to Ari to the Rashi.
For sure. Okay.
Okay.
That's true. I said that if Tosas is saying Bedas Rashi that you could only use Eid, that Tosas holds and Rashi could use Eide Chasima and Eide Mesira, then Rashi above didn't say that. Rashi on the top of Chabez on the base didn't say that. What's going to be with the Mishnah on Pevav? I even said at the time it's not even a strong raya. But the answer is that Tosas is not saying exactly what we said. Tosas is not saying that the halacha is that according to Rashi you could use Eide Mesira or Eide Chasima. That's not what Tosas is saying. Bidas Rashi. What's Tosas saying, Bidas Rashi? Tosas is saying is like this. You can only use Eide Mesira. Like Rashi says, Velo Sagi the Misve below Eide Mesira. But now we're talking about something else. We're talking about whether you could prove from the Chasimos on the Shtar, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, if there were Chasimos, could now a woman get remarried? That was the issue in Tosas. Let's take a look again. Tosas says, V'dafka hocha al dover shiachol is daif omer Rashi, ditzriche de misira bishal, what time? Shebasli hinase, when she wants to get remarried. So there's no longer a stira between what Tosas presents in Rashi and what Rashi himself says. What did Rashi himself say? Rashi said, only Eide Mesira work. Tosas comes along. That's to create karsi. That's to create the get. Comes along Tosas, and Tosas says that when we're dealing with the halacha of her being able to get remarried, so then, interestingly, you don't need proof from the actual edim that are necessary for karsi. Even the edei chasima are going to be enough. And what's the proof? The proof now is beautiful from Pei Vavam and Aleph, that there was a takana midrabanan, that you have the chasimos on the get to allow a woman to get remarried. Could she get divorced that way? Absolutely not. And now Tosas, everything is beautiful. Rashi never contradicted anything that Tosas said. Whether Rashi says this, even though it says Rashi Omer, whether Rashi says that somewhere else in Shas, that we need to look into more. But at the end of the day, this is definitely the pshat according to Rashi. Hence, and that's what Zach came over to me, and he said, where's that? It's here. That's what he said. He said that according to, there's no stira between Rashi and Tosas. Rashi is talking about Eidei Mesira Karsi, and Tosas is talking about just the proof from the Eidei Chasima. And now the Raya from Daf Pei Vav is beautiful. The Raya from Daf Pei Vav is what? What did the Mishnah say over there? That you have Chasima Saget Mipnei Tikkun HaOlam. What's a Tikkun HaOlam? The Tikkun HaOlam is that if the Eidei Mesira are not going to be here, for some reason we're going to rely on the Eide Chasima as proof that the get is valid. Now this becomes a question. Why is that so? If you hold Eide Mesira Karsi, how could you prove it from the get? I leave this for the Talmidim to fight out. What's the pshat? If you hold Eide Mesira as Karsi, so the get becomes only valid with Eide Mesira. Yet, if you want to prove that the woman is a divorced woman, it will be enough with Eide Chasima that are really not Kores. That's fascinating. But that's what Tosas is saying. And everything is Kaftor effect. I just read Tosas wrong. It happens. We all make mistakes. That's the pshat. Yes, Benji.
So doesn't Rashi say later on that if a woman wants to get married, she has to bring the Eide Mesira?
What's that?
Rashi says later on that if a woman wants to get remarried, she has to bring the Eide Mesira.
That's in a case of where there are no Eide Chasima. It's talking about a case where there were no Eide Chasima. Karabosai, let's begin the next Gemara. We have the Mishnah again. This is all, this is Hakdama number 2. We just want to talk a little bit about how the Shema works before we get to the starting that Beis Hamidah. We'll do the first part of the Mishnah. We'll do the whole Mishnah because it's important for Pshat and Rashi. There's a lot that I would like to accomplish with you, Bezer Hashem, today, so let's go. Hakol Ksher and Lichtovis Aget. Everybody could write a get. Afilu Chereshot Vekotan. Even a Chereshot Vekotan could write a get. Ha'isha Kosev says Gita, even a woman could write her own get, but Ish Kosev is Shovra, and a man could write the Shovra, the receipt, saying that the woman had gotten the get, because at the end of the day, there's no concern of forgery. She'ein kiyum ha'get elo b'chosamav. The only way that you know the get is going to be valid is by validating the signatures. We're not going to focus too much now about validating the get. Asks the Gemara, we're going to focus on ksivas ha'get. Asks the Gemara, v'ha'lav b'nei de'aninu, how could you have a chereshot of a cotton write a get, but they're not a bar das? Says Rashi, and they don't know how to write a get lishma. Amar Ravuna says, if you have someone standing above them and instructing them, how does Rashi learn to instruct them? And he says, write it for this particular person, so then that's going to be enough. Now this concept of Omid al-Gabav al-Lishma does not only appear, as Tosis elaborates on, does not only appear in regards to get, we have it in Hilchos Tzitzis, we have it in Hilchos Tfilin, that in case of where you have a Chereshot to the Katan, who's, let's say, spinning the Tzitzis, there's a big discussion, if a Gadol's Omid al-Gabav, he could very well create the Lishma. We have it also in Hilchos Matzah, where you have some, where Matzah needs to be made Lishma on the first night of Pesach. If you have an Omer al-Gabav, according to many opinions, they could create the Lishma. Now it's an interesting question of how do they create the Lishma. So Rashi told us how. Rashi says, and for other things it'll be interesting how it's created. They're different as Beirim in the Achronim. Rashi says, V'omelok sov l'tzarech ploni. All you need is the awareness that you're writing Litzarech Ploni. Once they instruct them that it's written Litzarech Ploni, then it's going to be enough. Now, Rashi gives us more of an explanation that the Talmidim, I was very, very happy to see that one of the Talmidim had really read Rashi well. You know how I had known that he had read Rashi well? Because he had the third and fourth line of Rashi in parentheses, and he said to me, I can't read that line. That was a siman that he had read Rashi well. Because Rashi is really hard. Let's take a look. V'husha yigodol omid al-gabav, says Rashi, the kasavar Rav Huna masnisa Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Huna holds that our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Eliezer, the boy ksiva l'shma. Who can explain to me that line? What does it mean that Rav Huna says that the ksiva need, that he's going according to Rabbi Eliezer, it says the ksiva l'shma. What does Rashi mean in that line?
Yes, Isaac. Not like Rabbi Meir who says that the chasima needs to be lishma.
Beautiful, beautiful. Not like Rabbi Meir who says that the chasima needs to be lishma. Only according to Rabbi Eliezer do you need the ksiva lishma. Like we saw on Thursday, that Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that vikasav means lishma on the ksiva. While Rabbi Eliezer says vikasav means that the chasima needs to be lishma. V'seifa dika amar she'en kiyum aget ela b'chosamav. And the Seifa of our Mishnah that says that the Kiyum HaGet is only with the Chosamav, Hainu Eidei Mesira. That's referring to the Eidei Mesira. In other words, if I hold that Eidei Mesira is Karsi, so Rashi assumes that in such a case, then you're going to need to prove the Get's validity through the Eidei Mesira. The Rov Gittin Imsarim Bifnei Hachosmim. Rov of the Gittin are given as well in front of those who sign. Now, Rashi adds something else. So, number one, Rashi says that the Eidei Mesira over here were also the Eidei Chasima. Because, if we're assuming Eidei Mesira Karsi, so then to be Mekayim the Get, Rashi says, She'en Kim HaGet Ela B'Chasamav, is with the Eidei Mesira. Ve'emtziusa koi. This line is hard. It's going on the middle case. Velo aresha, and not going on the resha lachshure ksivas cheresh below gadol omid al gabov. There's another way of reading the Mishnah. The other way of reading the Mishnah is, you know why the halacha is that a cheresh shota v'katan could write a get? Because the only thing that's important are the chasimas and the chasimas lishma. So says Rashi, v'lo aresh l'achshure ksivas cheresh, v'lo gadol al-gabav. The opinion of Rav Huna is that the Mishnah could be explained according to Rabbi Eliezer. If that's so then the ksiva has to be lishma. If the ksiva has to be lishma, so then I need to know how is the ksiva lishma by chereshot because they don't have lishma. To which we answer when you have a godol omed al gabov. Now we're going to see in the Hemshech HaGemara, or maybe you'll see, I don't know if we're going to get to it today, because we're a little bit short on time. The Gemara quotes the opinion of Rav Nachman who disagrees. Rav Nachman disagrees. Rav Nachman could read the Mishnah differently. If I learn that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir, so then the halacha is that the reason why Chereshot V'Katan are kosher for a get is not because there's an Gadol Omed Al Gabov, they're mitzavah him to write. But rather, how does it work? The Chasima is Lishma, and that's it. That's the whole story. And that's what Rashi is driving at. And then you will see that's the what Rashi says in Dibra Maschil Lav Milsahida Amri. Amalir of Nachman. Elameyata, Ove Kilham, Yisrael Omeid Al Gabov, Achanami de Kosher. Are you going to go so far to say that all you need is to have someone to instruct him? So then Yisrael Omeid Al Gabov is going to work even by a goy? V'chitei ma'achinami. And if you're going to say yes, even by a goy it works. Not only by Chereshot V'katan. V'atanya, Ove Kochavim Pasul. But then we say Ove Kochavim is Pasul. So why don't you have an Omeid Al Gabov work for Akum as well? Answers the Gemara, Ove Kochavim L'dayt D'Nafshei Ovid. Again, there's a big discussion on what exactly that means. But again, for simple purposes, Ove Kochavim L'dayt D'Nafshei Ovid, he's no longer like the simple mind of the Chereshot V'katan that will not have any das at all. But once they're told what to think, they'll think that way. The Ovei Kachavim, he might be out to get us. He doesn't believe in our religion. Adaita d'nafshei kavod. So since Adaita d'nafshei kavod, we're afraid he's going to mess it up. Hadar Amar Rav Nachman. Then Rav Nachman said, I could give you a totally different explanation. La mil seyid armi dimi de kapasle de akum le'inyin hava. Michlal de le'inyin ksiva kosher. No. Maybe it could very well be that Akum is also kosher. Explains Rashi, La milsei da'amri, ela me'ata ove kachavim Yisrael ome da'avis sphere le'et apostle, vaday kosher. You could say that even Yisrael's absolutely kosher, Akum's absolutely kosher. Va'afilu ein Yisrael ome al-gabov. And even if Yisrael's not standing on top of him. V'gabi cherishot v'katan nami le'isle de Ravuna. And then you don't even need the ukimta Ravuna. Because even if you don't have the Gadol Omid Al Gabov, Nami Kosher de Masnisan Rebbe Meir. And so what will emerge then is, according to this pshat, Vamei Vinyavin, it's no longer I Lavem Tziusa Koi. It's no longer Lo Aresha Koi. When it says She'en Kiyum Aget Olav Chosamav, that's saying that according to Rebbe Meir, you could have a chereshot v'katan, right? We don't care about lishma because, according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, the ksiva does not have to be lishma. The masisa remeri the lo boy ksiva lishma. The darish v'kasa the bikra achasima seidim. And that's what we saw last time, that Rabbi Meir understands the pasuk v'kasa as referring to chasimas. Beautiful, basic pshat. Comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba asks a very basic question. And this will get to a yesod of how to understand the word v'kasav in a way that the Gemara doesn't directly address. The Rashba, right on the first piece, on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, El Me'ata, asks the following tasha. El Me'ata Nochri V'Yisol Amid Agav V'Hachanam V'Kasher. V'Yim Tomar Amaylo Mishani Lei Shani Nochri Dla B'nei Krisahu. Now this is a klal that we have in Shas. And this is that there are many instances that a person could only write the item that's being written when it has Lishma, or when an item that could only have a chelek in the mitzvah, take out the word Lishma, they could only have a chelek in that mitzvah if they themselves are connected to that mitzvah. So, for example, when it comes to tefillin,
So the reason why a guy is going to be also be possible from writing tefillin is because he's a lav b'nei tefillin. He's not connected to the mitzvah of tefillin. Only someone who's a bar mitzvah is connected to that mitzvah can write it. So too, asks the Rashba, a guy is not b'nei krisus ninu. That's interesting, by the way, in terms of porn, sheer klali, right? The Rashba says beferish that a guy is not b'nei krisus ninu. By the way, it's not totally in anything Rav Korn said, because he would for sure agree that when it comes to when that there isn't a requirement for a get itself, right? Maybe it is totally a little bit. The Nachri la b'nei krisusu. Avalhani b'nei krisus ninu. These guys are b'nei krisus ninu. So this idea la b'nei krisus means that they're not connected at all to the krisus. However, when it comes to a katan getting older, so since when a katan can get older, he's going to be a bar krisus, so then that's enough to be considered a bar kares, that he's a bar krisus, that he could write the get. But the kasha is, what's this hava mina by when it comes to akum? Or for that matter, even the maskana, according to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that the akum is going to be acceptable. Unless you say that according to Rav Nachman, you don't need, you can use a monkey as well. Maybe according to Rav Nachman, you can use a monkey as well. But certainly within Rabbi Eliezer, why do you say it's because at the Aita Dinav Shei Ovid, there's another problem, and that is that he's not a bar krisus. And for the Rashba, the only time you need someone who's a bar krisus is someone who's connected to shlichus. Something, let me translate that more precisely, something that necessitates shlichus. In other words, get has things that the Baal needs to appoint a shliach for. As the Rashba is going to develop, writing the get does not require a shliach. The Baal does not need to make a shliach on his behalf. So says the Rashba, that answered my question. My question was that a guy is not a b'nei krisus. Says the Rashba, ksiva, we're not makbana b'nei krisa, ela b'midi ditzarat shlichus. Only someone needs shlichus. Who could tell me what the Rashba Steret says? What Pashup Shah, what's the Rashba saying? Anybody else aside from Yisrael? What's the Rashba saying? Yeah, Jake.
This kiva doesn't apply in this case, right?
Anybody could do ketiva. How do you see the Rashba says that anybody could do ketiva? How do you see that the Rashba says that anybody could do ketiva? Where do you see that? Just develop your idea more, Jay. You're on the right track.
There's no
ketiva. The Torah says, v'kasav lo sefer krisus. What do you mean there's no such thing?
There's no involved.
So? Why? Why? That's my question. Why? What's the relationship between shlichus and the fact that the Torah says v'katzav lo sefer krisus? Yes, Yaakov?
The shlichus needs to be someone that can take over the role that could do that mitzvah themselves.
Correct. I think that's what the Rashba is saying. I think the Rashba is saying that if you have a requirement to write it, that the Baal has to write it, then the only way the Baal would be able to have someone else write, this is what he meant to say, Jim, right? The only way the Baal, no really, I think that's what he's driving at, that the only way the Baal would have somebody else able to write it in his stead is if he makes him his shliach. Why? Because you guys probably heard the term, shlucho shaladam kimoso, that a shliach becomes the person himself. So then, if the halach is that you need to write it yourself, so then in such a case, then the only way you'd be able to have someone else write it is if you make him a shliach. Says the Rashba something fascinating. Who says that the husband has to write the get? Who says the sofer is the shliach on behalf of the husband?
Doesn't it sound like that from the pasuk?
Let's take a look again in the Rajba's word just a second. V'yesh lomar. D'lo kafdina na b'nei krisa. The only time you need someone who is a bar krisus, that's taking the place of the husband, ela b'midi ditzarach shlichus. If you're talking about something that requires shlichus, kidarmina l'kamon, as we see later on, eino even nasa shliach l'gabel get mi'isha mi'ad b'ayla. We're going to spend a lot of time discussing this once we begin the first parak, right in the beginning of the parak. An eved cannot be made a shliach by the woman. My taima l'fish eino b'taras gittin v'kedushin. So when we're talking about playing a role in gittin v'kedushin, if you're not a bar krisus, and the only way your identity could be created is if you're taking the place of the man or the woman, which is through shlichus, that's how you create that identity, so then you have to be a bar krisus. But who says you need to take the identity of that person? When do you say that you need bar krisus is possible? When you're take or non bar krisus is possible? When's a non bar krisus possible? When you're taking the identity of either the man or the woman. But in this case, who says the sofer at all has to take that identity? Who says the sofer has to take the identity at all? That's the Rajba's chiddush. By the way, this Rajba appears in much more complicated form in the Tosas. The reason I decided not to do with you a Tosas Dima Masav Allah B'nei Deninu is Tosas develops the same Yisod that the Rajba does, but dealing with many other places in Shas. So I would love, the older guys, I would love it if you would work on the Tosas on your own. And there's something that's really, 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 there are some Yisodos that are really, really important in the Rajba as well. Let's continue on. Says the Rajba, V'hoda amrinu perikama gabi gitin ha'olim b'arko shel nachren. The Gemara discusses in the first parak gitin that was executed by a non-bezdin. The Gemara says, V'ala b'nei krisos ninu u'mishani yorit Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso shel Rabbi Eliezer. We're following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Eide Mesira Karsi. So all we need is kosher Eide Mesira to witness the get. Da Alma, Mashma de la Rabbi Meir, the Amar Eide Chasima Karsi, Possel. It's Mashma that according to Rabbi Meir, who says Eide Chasima Parsi, are going to be Possel. Kima de la B'nei Krisa Ninu. Umistama kosher Possel de Rabbi Meir Bechasima. Posel Rabbi Eliezer b'ksiva. So the halacha is that if you have goyim in any way involved with the chasima, according to Rabbi Meir, it'll make a posel. Now, how did Rabbi Meir define v'kosav? He defined it as chasimas. How did Rabbi Eliezer define v'kosav? As ksiva. And a goy, according to Rabbi Meir, is going to be posel on the chasimas. Because he holds the kosav means the chasimas. So says the Rajba. So then the kosav of Rabbi Eliezer should be posel al yedei goy because they're not b'nei krisus. The kosher Rabbi Eliezer b'ksiva, kosher mer b'chasima. The ksiva the Rabbi Eliezer v'chasima remer v'kasam la nafkala. The remer mukala the chasima seidim. Rabbi Eliezer mukala the ksiva seget. Alma midipsila the Rabbi Meir mitam de la b'nei krisus ninu. So why are goyim possible according to Rabbi Meir for the chasimas? Because of la b'nei krisus. So if that would be so, mashmanami de la Rabbi Lazar ikalap maslinu mishum de la b'nei krisus ninu. Even though you don't need shlichus, we see that the kosav is pasul al yedei goy. Yesh lomar delo dami, says the Rajba. You can't compare Rabbi Meir's v'kosav to Rabbi Eliezer v'kasav, even though it's the same word. D'mikol makom chasimas ha'edim d'mitaras edos ti yesh lifshol b'nachrim. If we're talking about chasimas, v'kasav means the signatures, so then v'kasav means they're saying edos. So then the guy's going to be possible. Mishum d'lab b'nei krisininu. Avoksivur l'Rabbi Eliezer kivan d'lab mishum edosu. But v'kasav, according to Rabbi Eliezer, doesn't mean edus. It doesn't mean the edim are writing, but it means the husband is writing. But the husband doesn't have to be shlichus. V'lav mishum edusu v'shlichus nami lo b'inan. And that's the answer to the question. That yes, you might have thought that the kasav is identical for Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer. And the same standard that Rabbi Meir is going to have, that a goy is going to be possible for the chasimos, will also make a goy, because they're not b'nei krisos, possible for the writing. However, says the Rajba, they're not entirely identical. Because at the end of the day, the word v'kasav, according to Rabbi Meir, means edus, means testimony. And the ones who testify need to be bar krisus. They need to be in the parasha of gerushin. They need to be halachically kosher for gerushin. But when it comes to the writing of the get, you don't need that. When it comes to the writing of the get, then it doesn't need to be someone who's a bar krisus. Why? What's the difference between the two? If both of those are the definition of a kasav, so I understand why a goy is going to be possible for chasimos, but why do I assume that a goy is going to be kosher for the ksiva? Why would we assume that? And the only reason why a goy is possible is why? Scream out, why is a goy possible according to Rabbi, who are we talking now in? According to Rabbi Meir, why is a goy going to be? What? Not bar krisus. Why? It's not lishma. Why is it not lishma? Why is a guy possible according to Rabbi Meir for ksivas haget? What does the Gemara say? What comes out according to the Gemara? It's not lishma. Why? What are the terms of the Gemara? Adai tida nafsheka of it. But otherwise, a guy would be kosher. So continues the Rashba. Lo paslinu mushum medalab bnei krisus ninu. Ki heichi de lo paslina. You want to take a collector's item over here? A goy is really mikra d'dina, not even possible for mila. Ki heichi de lo paslina mila binachri. Afal gav de lo b'nei mila ninhu. Who says a goy is possible for mila? Not every time do you need someone who's kosher for that item to do it. By the way, there's a fascinating machlokes ha'achronim, what you need to make a shliach for Mila. If you'll notice that the Molin, if you get close, separate chakir, whether you should get close, but you get close to the bris, you'll see that the Moel should ask the father to make him a shliach. Because there's an opinion of the shach, well, you know, let's leave the shach out for a second. But there are some opinions who say that the Mila has to be done by the father himself. So the chiyuv is on the father makes the mo'el shliach. So from this Rajba, based on the Gemara, at first glance it seems to be even the Gemara, just the Rajba's assumption that we have in our sugya, that when do you have to make someone a shliach? When it has to be the person himself. And when would be a goy be possible? In a case of where you need a shliach. What's the mitzvah of Mila? Is a mitzvah Mila for the father to do the Mila itself? But he could fulfill it by making a shliach, the action of doing the mila, then that would be very problematic, having a guy do it. But if you say the mitzvah of mila is that chalos, what does chalos mean? The identity of a child being mohul, that the responsibility for a father is to make sure that his child is circumcised, so then a guy might be able to do it as well. And that's what the Rajba assumes. And therefore, the chumrah that we have, that the father makes the mo'el a shliach, would not be consistent with this Rajba, which will be very, very helpful, because every once in a while people forget about this halacha. So the father could still be mekayim the mitzvah as long as he arranged, without making a shliach, as long as he arranged, then one could be mekayim the mitzvah as well. Milo benachri, I forgot the lapine milaninu, mad the pasal asam, is a xeris akosam, min himal yimal nafkale, halava achi kosher. Why? Because the Rashba is assuming that Mila is not a mitzvah on the father to do, and there's no chiyuv for him to make a shliach. It could very well be that there's a xeris akosav, himal yimal, that says that a goy can't do it. We don't want a goy doing mila. We don't want a goy, but not because he's not a bar mila. You can have someone who's even a non-bar mila doing the mila as well. So says the Rashba, same thing when it comes to ksivas haget. Vim tomar. This part, Rabosa, is critical. Vim tomar. Heichi amrina. Wait a second. I have a Perush Gemara that's against this. We just got through saying that Ksiva doesn't need Shlichus. But the Gemara says later on, the Gemara says later on that you've got to instruct on Ayin Aleph on the base. The Gemara says that the Baal needs to instruct the Sofer to write the get. And if he doesn't, the halacha is that's possible. V'amrina nami ba'hu ma'isa da'hida al-kar le'nafasa v'kosu inu tafasa de'en chosen rosa l'ker acher mishum de'edim shasu shichusa ne'em alma shlichus ba'ik. You know, let's leave that second raya. Just the first raya is more than enough. And ayin aleph amabez. We see that the halacha is that the Baal needs to instruct the sofer. So what do we see? It would seem that you need shlichus, that the Baal needs to write, and if he doesn't write, he appoints the sofer as his shliach. Now here the Rashba says a beautiful chiddush that's based on his grand Rebbe. The Rashba learned most of the time from the Ra'ah. It could be he was zochatir, a few shiurim from the Ramban, but this is developed in harder form by the Ramban. This is the shita, what we're about to see in the Rashba is the shita, the Ramban, and all of his talmidim. The Yesh Lomar. Dekula Milsa, this Gemara in Ayin Aleph on the base, that says that the husband needs to instruct the sofer. Listen to this amazing idea. Lav mishum shlichus hu, elo mishum lishma. The reason why you do it is not because of shlichus, but because of lishma. She'im yichtevu belo tzavos habal. Because if the sofer is going to write it without the instruction of the husband, lo yitnu leiv kol kach lichtov lishma, he's not going to pay attention to write it lishma. V'yichtevu stam, almost like a gzeira of lishma. Maybe you could say it a little differently, but there's a chisaron in the lishma. If the husband hasn't instructed the sofer, then there's going to be something lacking in the lishma. The kaimalon destamo kishalo lishma, mishum destam isha lav legerishin kaima. Here, the Rashba introduces us to a gemara in Zvachim adaf beis on the beis. The halacha is that if a kohen has kavana, stam, I'm doing whatever the avoda of kachin is supposed to be, the halacha is that's considered as if he did it lishma. But the Gemara says, in contrast to get is different. Now the concept in Kachim is very, very nuanced. We're not learning Kachim now. But the Gemara says, since the behema was lekarbon omed, it had already been sanctified lekarbon, see then a stam das already works. Look at this beautiful line from the Gemara. An isha is not legerishin omedes. A marriage was supposed to work. She's not on the track towards divorce, contrary to the statistics. She's not on the track to divorce. The carbon, once it's consecrated, is on the track to avos kachim. Therefore, as long as the kohen doesn't mess it up, he doesn't have das keneged, it's going to work. In contrast to the woman, it's an interesting parallel, when the sofer is writing the get, when the husband is writing the get, it needs to be l'shem gerishin. And if it's not l'shem gerishin, then staman is lav lishma, because the isha is not legerishin omedes. Obviously, that parallel of the Gemara in Zvachim on Beis and Beis requires more analysis. But for our purposes, says the Rashba, this halacha of staman lav lishma is what's going on over here. You need a positive das from the Baal to the Sofer. The Sofer needs to know for sure that the man wants to get divorced. Because Stam Isha Lavu Gerish No Medes. And without the Tzivui Abal, that's the critical word over here, without the Tzivui Abal, so then in such a case it's a Chisaron in Lishma. The way my Rabbeim said it is that the Tzivui Abal creates the Lishma. And without that, you still have the presumptive status of Lav Lishma Kaimi. Okay? That's what the Rajba over here is saying. A fascinating shita. On the one hand, the ksiva has to be lishma. On the other hand, there's no halacha of shlichus from the Baal. But you need a tzivui Baal because a tzivui Baal verifies the lishma. The way we say it is, it's a detail in lishma, not a halacha in ksiva, which means that the Torah does not require the Baal to write the get. There's no requirement for the Baal to write the get. But the Torah requires Lishma, and the instruction of the Baal is necessary to confirm Lishma. Why do you need to confirm Lishma? Because in Isha's Lav L'Gerish and Omedes. That's what this is based on. I did not know, even up until today, that Tosas actually disagrees with this Rajba. The only thing I did know was the Beis Shmua. Let's take a look at the Beis Shmua first. In fact, the Beis Shmua quotes Tosas the opposite. By the way, our Tosas says the exact same thing as the Rajba. Just read over the Tosas, there's a lot. This Tosas is connected to Yisodos and Chalitza, and so on and so forth. The Beis Shmuel, I knew as a Beis Shmuel, quotes that the Ramah disagrees, that the Ramah is of the opinion that the halacha is that the ksiva has to be done by the Baal. And if it has to be done by the Baal, so then in such a case, if the Baal is making a shliach, if the Baal is having a sofer write it, then he needs to appoint the sofer as a shliach. And the Beis Shmuel is choshesh lehalacha, not like the Ramban. He's choshesh that the Baal needs to appoint the sofer as a shliach. By the way, this is important. This is important because every once in a while, the sofer might be in a different city from the Baal. So now, there's a big nafkamina. Is it enough for someone to come along and say, a rabbi to call the sofer and say, I know for sure that this husband wants to divorce his wife, that this couple are legerish and omdim. I know for sure. Two eidim. To call it sofer and say, I know for sure. But it's difficult to get the Baal. And this happened all the time. In case of Igunas, before they had telephones and so on, that here, according to the Rajba, all you have to know is that the couple wants it. According to Dinei Torah, just the husband wants it. And that's enough. But if you say you need minoy shlichus, so then you have articles in the RJJ journal. What works in terms of technology for minoy shlichus? Is a telephone enough? What about video conferencing? What does it say about hilchos kashrus in terms of videos, etc., etc., etc.? That all starts, that's a machloikis, Rajba Rama. According to the Rajba, as long as we know for sure that the halacha is that the husband, and once we know the husband wants it, so then in such a case that would be enough. It's a prat in lishma. But according to other Rishon, the Torah says, who screamed out the mashmos of the pasuk is not that way? The mashmos of the pasuk, Ari pointed out, v'kasav lo sefer krisus, that the husband has to write it. That's good for this machloikis. And it all starts with pshat of akum v'amevin yavin. The Ramah is going to need to answer the Rajba's kashuv. Why did the Rajba say? Why did the Ramban say it? Why did the Gemara say akum adaita denav sheyavin? It should say that akum is lab b'nei krisus. So comes along the Ramban, the famous yisod of tzivu yabal. Sivu Yabalz al prat in lishma. It's not a halacha of ksiva sabal. It's a prat in lishma. If it's a prat in lishma, then video, then there's no shaila about video conferencing. As long as you know the ratzon of those two couples, it's going to be enough. But if you're involved with minu shlichus, then you got to decide, how does minu shlichus take place? What is necessary for minu shlichus to create that minu shlichus? That will be a practical nafkamina between the Rashba and the Ramah. Let's take a look at the Beis Shmuel. Ukvar kasafti in the second line. Pluktas haposkim im bo'inon shlichus b'ksivas haget. V'ramas v'irleit v'inon shlichus. V'kosav! Oh, very good. Exactly Ari's argument. D'chsiv b'tayra koyal ha-baal. The pasuk is talking about the baal. It's a mitzvah on the baal to write the get. Meshumachi tzarech lichtov ha-baal ba'atzmo shlucho. L'chein afilu mi'isha kosevet tzarech hu l'tzavos lo. And the same would apply if the woman's writing. We just learned in the Mishnah today the woman could also write, but she needs a tzivui ha-baal. And then he points out, but did zeh plat, totally beplat to Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Meir. According to Rebbe Meir, then you're not going to need the tzivui ha-baal. That's poshut. But according to Rebbe Eliezer, you would. And he spells out everything we've done last few days about Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Eliezer. And everything that we developed. V'tosas svirle, that's tosas on that chav beis on the beis. V'tosas svirle, that's tosas and the Rashba in agreement with each other. The answer of shlichus. V'kosav koyal soifer, as Ari was developing, v'kosav is referring to the soifer, no longer the baal. It's considered as if he wrote bestam and not lishma. So that's the machloikis between the Tosos and the Ramah. Before we go on, until today, I was blown out of my shoes because I had always been brainwashed by my Rabbeim, this sheet of the Ramban, and I knew it from the Tosos of Beis and the Beis, but somehow I missed it. Tosos on Daf Tes on the Beis, it's a Ha'ara on the Beis Shmuel. Tosis on Daf Tes on the Beis is beferish like the Ramah. Tosis writes, he discusses there a goy that's possible for Ksivas Haget. Tosis writes beferish. Va'od, why is the goy possible? Delah b'nei shlichus ninu. He's not b'nei shlichus. The first narrow line of Tosis on top of Tes on the Beis. Va'od, delah b'nei shlichus ninu. De'ein shlichus la'akum. Somehow I missed this Tosis. The Tosis is black on white. It's kilu astira and Tosis. That's a little bit of a sarachiyun. Although I think the answer is that Tosis on the Chav Beis on the Beis by us is talking within one of the Bali Tosis. I think he gives the name. And right, the Shita Sari. Yeah, the Shitas, Tesson Beis Shitas Re, and might even be the Re Lishitasa, because you only have the Re later on. If I'm not. Okay. So, alright. Chaim Si, Mirtz Hashem, I want to come to your share when you give that on the Re Lishitasa. So, it's beautiful. But maybe in Yavin, it could be the Re Lishitasa, because the Re Lishitasa doesn't say what the Rajba said. In our Tosan Chabez on the Beis, that's before the Re. And then you have the Re later on, and Reb Chaim Tzvi is pointing out that on Tesla Mabez it's the Re. So we need to develop that a little bit more, but that would be beautiful. By the way, Reb Chaim Tzvi is someone that you should take advantage of. He's here, he's sitting and learning with you. Really, you have something very special to pick at. So that's interesting that the Tosos over here on Daf Tesla Mabez is difficult. As of this morning, I wasn't even aware that thanks to the footnotes of the Rashba, they pointed out that Tosos on Tesla Mabez is like the Ramah. They didn't mention the Ramah by name. I saw it in the Beis Shmuel. They mentioned that it's like the Ramah. And now Reb Chaim Tzvi is just adding, it could very well be that if you do the Tosas well on Chav Beis on the Beis, you'll see that Tosas on Chav Beis on the Beis in the first part is like the Rashba. And then he quotes an entirely different pshat from the Re. The Re might not agree with the pshat that's said above. Presumably the reason why he quote the Re is because he's in disagreement. So that will be Kaftar Fechla to our Cholim. Just want to conclude, we're out of time. The Beis Shmuel asks on the Tosas, I'm not sure I'm bothered by this question. I was discussing this with Rabin on Shabbos. We saw each other, so I was, I I told him, I'm not sure I understand the Beis Shmuel's kasha, but take a look. The Beis Shmuel doesn't like the Rajba, the Ramban, Tosas. He says, Ulupeirusham kasha. Lama tanya bebraisa zo haget batal. The Braisa says that if you don't have the husband instruct the sofer, the get is going to be batal. So the Beis Shmuel said, now why is it possible, Rabosai, according to Ramban and Rajba? Why is it possible?
It's
lack of lishma. Says the Beis Shmuel, "Halo avi elachshash ba'alma umid rabbanim." Now let me use this opportunity to introduce you to a very, very important rule in Hilchos Gittin. When the Rishonim use the word, the Rambam particularly is very precise about it. Other Rishonim less is precise. But when the Rishonim use the word batel, that means the get is what we call pasul min haTorah. When Rishonim use the word pasul, they mean pasul midrabbanim. So says the Beis Shmuel, if you have a get that was written staman, so then it's going to be only pasul midrabbanim. There's a chash that it wasn't written lishma. And so he says, so why does the Gemara say it's called batal? That's the Beis Shmuel's kasha. So I'll tell you, the way my rabbeim were masbir the Rajba was differently. And then the Beis Shmuel's kasha falls away. The way my Rabbi Imr Masbir the Rajba was that the Rajba and the Ramban are of the opinion that without Sivui Habal, it's not called Lishma. Not that there's a Chshash Lishma. That part of the Halacha of Lishma is that you need Sivui Habal. Without Sivui Habal, it's not called Lishma. So you see that the Beis Shmuel didn't understand like my Rabbi Imr. But if my Rabbi Imr are right, so then the Beis Shmuel's kasha falls away. That's not called Lishma. While the Beis Shmuel understands that the halacha of Tzivui Habal is only a chash, then it might be Lishma. Might be Shlo Lishma. The Rajba seems to be actually like the Beis Shmuel. But I give you some homework to look up the Ramban. The Ramban might be closer to the way my Rabbeim said it. And the Nafkamina is whether the get's going to be pasul or the get's going to be batal. We're late. We'll go to Mincha. Rabosa, I have to talk with you about another time in terms of the halacha. We have to speak.
I think this one's yours.